This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't even know what to make of this story. I guess there's a woman who is supposed to be pretty famous online. I don't know who she is. Tasha Mail? Molly? Miley? I don't know who she is. And I guess she's back in the news because she breastfed her baby while having sex. And I guess she's been on morning shows right now talking about how she made this decision and how it does not affect the baby. I don't think the baby particularly cares. I agree with her on that. It's just, why? Why? She's a mother of three. She breastfed her child while having sex, and viewers are calling her disgusting. She's a YouTube star. I don't know who she is. From San Diego, California, she nursed her youngest child, Love. Her child's name is Love. As she told newscasters how she stood by her controversial approach to parenting. She says, the baby is not judging you and thinking that my mom and dad are having sex. So dozens of outraged viewers took Twitter, slamming the move, calling it sick and wrong. One posted, can't believe what's just been on, quote-unquote, this morning, and she cannot wait until after she's fed the baby. It's disgusting. Now, you know, we look at how other parents parent, and I think many of us do our jaws drop, okay? And, as long as the baby's not getting hurt, okay, I'm not exactly sure what position she was in when she had sex, but I don't see how the baby could have a very relaxing feed, okay, if mom is in the process of, for example, with my son, if he was hungry, okay, and we were driving in the car, I would not breastfeed my kid in the car, even if I was in the passenger side, because my kid would not be then in his, carrier, in his, car seat. So the kid would have to wait, or we would stop the car, and then I would feed him. Or if I was on a bus, or if I was on an airplane, or whatever, okay? But you need to be relaxed. You need to not be moving. You need to sit and relax. Baby seems to feed better. If baby is bouncing all over the place, okay, I don't think that's the healthiest way for the baby to eat. But I don't think there's going to be long-term damage to the baby. Where I get more nervous, it isn't so much the breastfeeding, is having a baby in that situation as it is. Babies do pick things up. And it's a very chaotic time, for some of us. For some of us who have sex, it's not. I mean, it looks like we're taking a nap. So if my kid was ever, there around the situation, he would just think mom's taking a nap. What's dad doing? But, for the rest of the world, it's part of a chaotic scene. And, I've been asked, when is it bad for the kids to see mom and dad having sex? Okay, I mean, the answer in this day and age is never. Never let the kids see you have sex. But that's not the way it was in the olden days. In the olden days, there was only one bed, for the house. And in the old, people who were poor, babies slept with parents. And parents would wait till baby's asleep, and then they would do their business. Some of the kids might wake up to it and think they're going to get in trouble, so they close their eyes, or they're scared by what they see. But, parents kind of used to be a common thing, when you were poor in the olden days. And so a lot of our grandparents or parents, kind of had that exposure as a child. And it wasn't as taboo. Now, we don't even want kids to see us naked. I've also been asked, you know, at what age should kids not see parents naked? When they start asking questions. When they start asking questions, you know, about, you know, this and this, and they start to notice, you know, kids, they don't really notice nudity or anything until they get to a certain age. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, mom walks around naked, dad walks around naked, so I can. So once you think they may mimic behavior or may not care about being clothed in a social setting, that's when you need to have the talk with them going, no, no, you have to, you know, you have to keep your clothes on. You know, I mean, in our family, we always stayed dressed. I didn't grow up in a family where dad would walk around naked. You know, I remember accidentally walking in on him peeing, and I thought it was the coolest thing. You know, and he yelled at me to get out of the bathroom. But I'm like, you could stand and pee? And, you know, I liked my dad more than my mom. I've told you the story. I hated my mom growing up. I hated her. I love my mom now, but, you know, growing up, daddy was cool. Even though dad had a belt, I still loved my father more than my mother growing up because my mom I was home with most of the time. She would yell at me and, you know, whoop my butt. But dad, you know, he was daddy. So when I found out that daddy could pee, I always thought I was going to become my dad. I never thought I was going to become my mom, you know. So I tried to, you know, pee standing up. And I kind of got good at it as a kid until I got yelled at and I was told, no, you got to sit and, you know, whatever. So once a kid, you know, starts to get confused about what they're supposed to do in today's society, that's when you have the talk. So if, you know, a four-year-old starts to giggle at daddy, you know, then, you know, don't let him see you naked then, you know, anymore. You know, if a kid starts to giggle or a kid starts to go, huh, or starts to, you know, whatever. And so, you know, but, you know, many of us parents, you know, for the first few years, you don't really care. It's especially when you're breastfeeding your kid. You know, they see the boobs all the time. You know, and then, so it's, I hope that kind of answers the question. We can't say, you know, 4.5 years old, you know, or by the time they get their second MMR vaccine. I mean, we don't really say that. It's just use your judgment. It does start to get awkward, and it's not awkward in a sexual sense or anything. It starts to, you see that the child starts to look confused. And once a child starts to look confused, you need to kind of clear up the confusion. So here's mom and her infant. No, don't have sex with your kid while you breastfeed. But do I think the baby was damaged? No. Do I think the baby has kind of a weird mom who could maybe, you know, take this further? Yeah. You know, maybe the mom might not have any problem having sex in front of her child later. At some point, you need to stop having sex in front of your kids. You know, the kid needs to leave the room. You tell the kids to leave the room when they're old enough to be, you know, to, I guess, you know, sit outside the door and not crawl or wander any place. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. now. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so many of you are having questions on what's been going on with Charlie Gard. This is a little infant that has been the topic of discussion in the news. It's a heartbreaking case, and it's a little confusing because you're seeing terms such as encephalomyopathic mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. And you're hearing that, you know, the child has brain damage and the parents won't let the child end the child's suffering, yet the parents are in distress and there's some experimental treatments out there that the parents would like to try, and it is one big unfortunate mess that has been, you know, plaguing the courts. But we have a little baby who is fighting for his life, and we have very distraught parents in the process of this, and it's a real heartbreaking case. So basically, back on August 4th, 2016, little Charlie Gard was born, and he looked perfectly healthy. He was full term, healthy weight. Okay? So this wasn't a baby where, not that that would really make a difference to any of his parents, but people think this was a child that was born, you know, having multiple defects, and over the last 11 months, they've kept the baby, you know, on life support. This was a baby that appeared perfectly healthy. Right? Wasn't that the baby was, you know, damaged by, medication in the womb, and, you know, the parents were offered abortion, and they, you know, chose not to, and the baby was born and needed to be hospitalized. So this was a baby that went home with them. Okay, that they were able to, you know, still bond with. And you do. You bond with your baby no matter what age. After about a month, the Charlie's parents noticed that he was having some trouble lifting his head and supporting himself like other babies can. You know, when you have a one-month-old, sometimes they coo. They have a little trouble with their eye tracking, but they do try to lift their head. So when a baby doesn't lift their head, you worry about their muscles, you worry about the nerves, you worry about some sort of a disorder. So doctors discovered that he had infantile onset encephalomyopathy, mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. Now what this does is it causes progressive muscle weakness and brain damage. By the second month, he had started to become lethargic, and then he started to have trouble breathing. So he was transferred to the Great Ormond Street Hospital. This had been reported by Telegraph UK. So, Charlie's parents wanted to take him to see specialists in the U.S. because there is an experimental therapy for this called a nucleoside. And I guess there's been multiple, court cases involved in terms of will the hospital continue to take care of him? Who has the money to pay for this? Where the court cases started, and I kind of wanted to break this down, but before we discuss, March 3rd, Great Ormond Street bosses asked Mr. Justice Francis to rule that life support treatment should stop. The judge was told that Charlie could only breathe through a ventilator and was fed through a tube. The next month in April, Mr. Justice Francis told doctors could stop providing life support treatment. He analyzed the case at a hearing in the Family Division of a High Court in London. So he concluded, so he ruled that the life support treatment should end and the child should move to a palliative care regimen that would be in the little baby's best interest. By May 3rd, Charlie's parents then asked a Court of Appeal judges to consider the case. By May 23rd, three Court of Appeal judges dismissed the couple's appeal. Okay? By June 8th, Charlie's parents then lost their fight in the Supreme Court. Charlie's mother broke down. Justices announced their decision, and she was led from the court by the lawyers of the parents, obviously distraught. June 20th, judges in the European Court of Human Rights started to analyze the case after lawyers representing Charlie's parents make written submissions. Then a European Court of Human Rights spokesman said the case would get priority, and by June 27th, European court judges refused to intervene. A Great Ormond Street Hospital spokeswoman in the European Court decision marked the end of a difficult process. They said there would be no rush to change Charlie's care and say there would be careful planning and discussion in the palliative care, you know, taking him off life support. By July 7th, a further high court hearing was, I guess, expected, and apparently the judge said that if there was new, fresh evidence, they would listen to it. Meanwhile, President Trump said that our country would be delighted to help the baby if the parents wished. And there has been some discussion that there is experimental treatment that could possibly help slow down the damage. Now, we're being told that the child is deaf, the child is blind, and has structural brain damage. We're being told, though, that this new treatment possibly could, it's a crapshoot. You know, even though all the specialists that have examined the baby said, look, there's no way this baby could recover, you have two parents who saw their baby have normal function, right? You know, and are hoping and praying that if this new treatment does take place, this new nucleoside treatment that helps with the DNA depletion issue of the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is kind of like the battery source of cells. So if they can't transfer the DNA such that the cells grow properly, cells will develop properly. And so, you know, this kind of this, what would we call it? A patchwork, a caulking, let's say, of the DNA. If it does seem to allow this baby to have a chance, the baby's now 11 months old, obviously the parents want a chance. And you know, nobody is going to fight for a baby like the parents would. You know, so some people are like, you know, gosh, you know, give it up. No, don't give it up. This is their baby. Can't ask the parents to give it up. So this mutation is in a gene called RRM2B. It's involved in creating mitochondrial DNA, which are kind of the cell's powerhouses. They turn nutrients into energy. They have their own set of DNA, usually the mom's DNA. And this mutation that the child had leads to a reduction in the amount of mitochondrial DNA that allows the mitochondria from working properly. So, you know, multiple organs could be involved. Kid could have seizures, etc. They say only 15 infants worldwide were reported to have this particular form of this depletion syndrome. And from what I understand, all babies, there was one review of 7 infants, they all died before they reached 4 months old. This child has now made it to 11 months. True, it took, you know, medical care, the UK medical care, to keep this baby alive. So I know there's a GoFundMe page and there's, you know, funding is obviously an issue, but nobody's bringing that up in the media. You know, right now it's, you know, do you, you know, allow a baby to quote unquote suffer? But there's arguments that the baby's not suffering. The baby's not in pain. So, you know, when do you decide to call it? And when do you decide to give the baby a chance? So the parents have delivered a 370,000 signature petition to the hospital. They are, you know, the judge said, look, if there is new and powerful evidence, he could overturn his ruling. I think the GoFundMe page is Charlie's Fight. But, you know, this is a heartbreaking case. And, you know, luckily this case got, you know, attention in the media. You know, you think about all the other cases of, you know, children who unfortunately, you know, didn't get the media attention and, you know, couldn't get the funding and, you know, unfortunately, you know, wasn't able to make it. But, you know, we don't like to be faced with the question of when do we, you know, when do we stop treatment? Okay? You know, we ask you to get your advance directives, to have, let's say, rules in place such that if you ever do go to the hospital and you get put on life support, we know ahead of time to even put you on life support. Because once we put you on life support, let's say you never wanted to be put on life support, it's a really difficult decision to stop the life support. That's why all these legal cases exist. You know, the families are like, no, I'm not going to be the one to allow my loved one to die. And people say, but you aren't. They would have died anyway. Well, but they don't see that because concretely they're still, quote unquote, alive on life support. So, you know, as a doctor, it was very difficult to talk to patients about making the decision to turn off life support. It would have been an easier decision for the relative to have just died on their own naturally than to have been put on life support and then shut off the life support. You know, we had this with my grandmother. You know, my grandmother was in a hospital, and of course, with HIPAA laws, nobody would talk to me from that hospital. And family members were freaking out, saying, you know, they're being asked to pull the plug, but, you know, grandma's still alive. And I ran out there to see her, and I got to see her when she was still alive, and she looked at me with her eyes. And I could read through her eyes that, you know, while she was sedated and on the ventilator, she was still alive in there. I said, there is no way, you know, we're going to make the decision to stop life. There's no way we're going to make that decision. Now, she ended up dying on her own, you know, and we didn't have to make that decision. But people don't want to make that decision. They don't want to live with that guilt. And so it's a very unfortunate case. And so here we are with, you know, little Charlie. And I hope he makes it, but I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys heard about this idiot on a Delta flight? Apparently some guy, I think it was in first class, and I think he got the ticket for free. I believe he was the son of someone who works for the airlines. He attacked two flight attendants and several passengers while he tried to open an exit door in mid-flight, yelling, "Don't you know who I am?" This is according to the FBI and Daily Mail. Joseph Daniel Hudak IV is the son of a Delta Airlines employee, and he was flying first class on a, quote, dependent pass from Seattle to Beijing on Thursday. He then goes into this sudden rampage, and he caused the plane to divert back to Washington after an hour after takeoff. Hudak punched a flight attendant and an intervening passenger, had two wine bottles smashed over his head before eventually was restrained, according to a probable cause document. Now he faces a felony charge of interfering with a flight crew, which carries a possible sentence of up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. I think it should be more. Okay, we're not talking about just interfering with the flight crew. He tried to bring down the plane. All right, I would do attempted murder, and I would probably make the charges a hell of a lot more. This guy is a real son of a... All right. They say one flight attendant and a passenger were taken to the hospital after suffering severe facial injuries. They say photo inside the plane look at the seat, blankets and food strewn all over the cabin floor. A spilled beverage was seen dripping down the exit door. Yeah, you're looking at, there was stuff thrown on the ceiling of the plane. It's an absolute mess. See, because within an hour of the flight, first class usually gets fed. So he probably didn't like what he was eating. To me, it sounds like spice or some drug. He's innocent until proven guilty. But to me, it sounds like for him to go in this fit of rage, this guy was under the influence. That's just, something whacked him out. Let me see here. Apparently, he's already been up for the hearing. According to airline employee benefits, dependent children fly for free. His mother, Linda Hudek, is a customer service representative and reservation agent at Delta. That's very interesting. So any worker at an airline, their kid could fly first class for free? No wonder there's never any open seats in first class. Not that I've ever... See, I always try to, like, see if I can, like, upgrade at the last minute. Not because I want to spend the money on first class, but you would think if the first class seat was open, right, I'll pay an extra $100 to sit in first class. And I would hope that they would maybe take it. They never do. You know, oh, well, you could pay an extra $1,000. Well, no, I'm not going to pay an extra $1,000 to sit in a seat that's like maybe 3 inches wider, you know, and they serve you more airplane food. No, thank you. But, you know, but if you notice, first class seats are always taken. So maybe that's why. Maybe there's, if you work for the airline, I can't believe that any single dependent can fly for free in first class. That's kind of nice. That's kind of cush. So he was sitting in the first row of the first class section when the flight took off. He had a beer before takeoff, exhibited no sign of being intoxicated. But an hour into the flight, he went to the restroom, popped out, and asked the attendant a question before he stepped back in. Then when he came out 2 minutes later, he lunged for the exit door, grabbed the handle, and tried to open it. Two flight attendants grabbed him, but he pushed him away. The attendants had signaled for help from several passengers and notified the cockpit by telephone. Hudek punched one flight attendant twice in the face and struck at least one passenger in the head with a red dessert wine bottle. Yeah, they serve, like, dessert wine. I don't know this because I usually fly coach, but they have, like, wine. They you know, remember that Seinfeld episode where he was in first class? It's kind of like that, except I don't know if they have, like, hot fudge sundaes. One passenger did not want to be named, told KIRO7, I tried to choke him, and he just threw me off like a rag doll. So, you know, passengers, and thank you, passengers, for jumping to the aid of the flight attendants. So a flight attendant grabbed two bottles of wine, hit him over the head with each, breaking at least one of them. According to one flight attendant, Hudek did not seem impacted by the breaking of a full-liter red wine bottle over his head. He said, "Do you know who I am?" So the plane had to be rerouted. He was able to push the emergency release lever on the door about halfway. If the plane had been flying at a lower altitude, the door could have opened with the lever released halfway, according to a flight attendant. See, how do you make these doors idiot-proof, but allow them to be easily opened in an emergency? 2 hours after takeoff, the plane landed back at Seattle Tacoma Airport. So they handcuffed him, and he was... So to me, it sounds like he did some drugs in the bathroom. That's just to me. Comes out and then just decides to jump out of a plane. Unfortunately, he could take the whole plane with it. So this guy should... He should be put away for a while. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and his mother needs to smack him upside the head. They say drinking alcohol during pregnancy not only could affect the health of your baby, not only could affect the health of your baby's baby, but your great-grandchildren, according to the study. They say researchers exposed pregnant mice to alcohol and observed the behavior of the three following generations of mice. Scientists found that the offspring of mice that have been exposed to alcohol tended to have poorly developed brains and problems with their nervous system. Many of these defects persisted in subsequent generations of mice who were never exposed to the alcohol. So the findings suggest that consuming alcohol during pregnancy may negatively affect the genetic material of the fetus, which can then be inherited by future generations. Now, here's the thing. Okay, that would mean you and I are affected by something our great-grandma did. Well, great-grandmas would drink. Okay, we used to drink alcohol during pregnancy. It would help with the pain. In fact, alcohol was a treatment for preterm labor. Now, I told you guys, so one of the doctors that I trained under, Dr. Donald Wicker, may he rest in peace, this doctor was phenomenal. He was the quintessential family doc. He was the type of doctor that, you know, he would deliver babies. I think he removed a thyroid from one of his patient's horses. I mean, he was the type of doctor that did everything, would go to your house, you know, the typical old school family doctor. And so I start, even though I had an OB, he was basically my family doctor. And I call him up because I'm starting to have some preterm contractions. And I had maybe a few months left of the pregnancy. I don't remember. And I go, all right, look, you know, I got to go to the hospital. My OB I know is out of town. I could call another OB, but, you know, what do you want me to do? He said, don't go to the hospital. You know, drink a little wine. I'm like, I don't have any wine. I don't drink wine. I don't like wine. I don't have anything. He's like, if you have something, drink a little bit of it and see if the contractions stop. So there was a wine cooler. My husband had a wine cooler, so we took a wine cooler, drank about maybe a third of it. Boom, contraction stopped. Now, and that was doctor's orders. And so, you know, in the olden days, that's what you would do. Now, I'm not telling you to drink while you're pregnant. I'm not telling you to drink and, you know, stop your own contractions. But, you know, boy, it worked. Now, it was the only time I had some preterm contractions. We don't know what they were, Braxton Hicks, whatever they were, but it worked. And so I don't know if it's the relaxation mechanism, if there was something to alcohol. I don't know. And again, I was always scared and worried, and I watched the kid. The kid actually is an honors student, so thank God, you know, the alcohol didn't do anything wrong. But in the olden days, people would drink regularly. I mean, it was not considered anything bad. It was actually considered, especially with wine, a main staple. That was a main thing to drink. And so, nowadays when we found that, you know, some babies were affected with, fetal alcohol syndrome and had developmental disabilities, learning disabilities, you know, we started to realize that, you know, alcohol during pregnancy can be bad. We just don't know how much. We have no idea how much. Now, there's a report that we have a 100-year-old woman who credits her longevity to wine. She lives in Maine. She celebrated her 100th birthday. And apparently news reporters asked her how she's done it. And she's like, she likes her wine. She said people shouldn't take any bologna if they want to live to be 100. She probably eats bologna, but she doesn't take any bologna. Wow, that's the way to do it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys heard that there's an Ohio sheriff who has taken a stand on the war of heroin addiction. But what he's going to do is not let the officers use Narcan. Narcan, or naloxone, is the drug used to reverse the opioid overdose. And to prevent these people who are overdosed on heroin and narcotics from dying. and it reverses, hopefully, the it reverses the effect that the narcotic has on the brain, such that hopefully the receptors take in the naloxone instead of the narcotic, such that the brain will hopefully kick back in and respiratory systems won't be compromised, etc. And people had been criticizing him for, okay, why would he do that? Why would he stop, prevent the officers carrying this Narcan? Well, it's very, very interesting. That's something that we haven't really talked about. All right? He said, one is it doesn't really help, you know, the opioid crisis. But two, people get combative when they take the medication. And he said that users often become violent or start vomiting once the drug is administered, and that for his officers to get on the ground and spray it in their nose is simply dangerous. Now, nobody talks about how combative people could be if they are given Narcan. Last year, South Carolina responders said that overdose patients become, quote-unquote, angry when given Narcan or naloxone. And they say that first responders are authorized now to give the antidote, but drug abusers aren't happy about it. According to Derek Heim, health and safety officer for North Myrtle Beach, he said most of the times when you give this, they are really angry and they start fighting. Basically, you just took away the high they paid for. They will absolutely fight. When we give this to them, it's because they are going to die. And this is what saves their life. So they either die or we give them this and bring them back. So somebody who's a victim of, now, okay, if somebody, let's say, is completely obtunded, you know, comatose, you know, okay, yeah, you give it. But we're talking about people who seem to be still semi-conscious that apparently are fighting and hitting and flailing first responders. So Sheriff Richard Jones of Butler County, Ohio, says it's more trouble than it's worth. He goes, I don't do Narcan, he told the Inquirer. He says his deputies never carried it, nor will they. His state alone, however, has health care costs related to the opioid epidemic totaling $1.1 billion in 2015. They say Ohio tallies more prescription opioid overdose deaths than any other state in the nation. And he said, and according to the Ohio Department of Health, there are less than two dozen unintentional drug overdose deaths. In 2003, there were less than two dozen. By 2015, the number had skyrocketed. This was just Butler County alone, to 195. And so the idea of, okay, well, you know, should first responders, like, you know, police officers, firefighters, et cetera, you know, be the ones to administer this medication? Now, I remember seeing people in the ER they wouldn't be combative because they were scared. They were in the hospital and they were scared. But being out there in the field when somebody still wants to have their high and they spent the money and they are scared to death of the withdrawal, not to mention they're already under the influence, so they're not thinking clearly, that could definitely put first responders at risk. So it's interesting. They said there's no laws mandating the use of the naloxone or Narcan by law enforcement. Data from the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition, a group committed to getting the drug into the hands of community members and law enforcement, suggests that 1,200 law enforcement agencies nationwide have been using it. But for Sheriff Jones, he says these numbers mean little when weighed against the safety of his deputies. He said users become violent, start vomiting. Jones told Fox News that another point he thinks is being missed is that the drug has helped revive and save some lives, but not bring down the usage of heroin. So the heroin problem is so bad in his county that heroin parties are being held with the designated Narcan providers who could buy it at a health department. He said there have been at least three babies born in his county jail in the last 18 months addicted to heroin. Said, I've held these little kids and their legs quiver. It's sad. And so Chief Craig Bouchette of Hamilton, Ohio, also won't have his officers carry Narcan. So the paramedics do. It would duplicate efforts. So Narcan is a medical procedure. And so many officers think it should be left to, you know, the EMTs. And according to a man identified as a senior officer serving with the North Carolina Municipal Police Department, you know, he said that officers carrying this could be something like Pandora's box. Said officers have years of training and experience in enforcing the law and making arrests. It makes a unique mindset and specialized skills for them to become a medical professional. So where do we draw the line? EpiPens, anti-seizure medication? You know, that's interesting. Once police officers are asked to deliver medications and administer them, what else are then they later going to be responsible for? I mean, there's only so much they can do. And if police are the first people on the scene, you know, many of them know CPR. They know, obviously, first aid training, basic life support. Firefighters are usually the first ones on the scene. You know, when people would ask, well, then why are police there to begin with if this is a medical issue? Because somebody, you know, when 911 gets called, and let's say somebody is, driving under the influence, or they're walking around in the streets, and, paramedics are not equipped to arrest or to always, detain. So you need a concerted effort. You have police, fire, paramedics, and cross-training occurs with each, but I can understand that. If some police officers just don't want to go there, provide some basic life support until paramedics and firefighters come. You know, that's interesting. It's, we put our first responders at risk all the time. And, I don't know what the answer is on how to deal with our opioid epidemic. People want to get high. And painkiller high is a fun one. And painkillers need to be out there because we have people in pain. So you can't get rid of all the painkillers. So, and it's, you know, for many people, not heroin, but for many people, painkiller medication is a legal high. They can get high. Kids, high school students are getting high on their parents' Percocet. It's a legal high. The act is illegal, but it's a legal substance that they could get. So it's an interesting take. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A senator calls for regulation of the snortable chocolate. Senator Charles Schumer, remember we talked about this chocolate powder? And this chocolate powder had taurine and all sorts of caffeine. It's all sorts of other stuff. This Coco Loco. Schumer says there's too many unanswered questions about the product, and its innocent-sounding name could be misleading. He says, this suspect product has no clear health value. I can't think of a single parent who thinks it's a good idea for their children to be snorting over-the-counter stimulants up their noses. And it's marketed as raw cocoa snuff. Coco Loco has cocoa powder. It comes from beans used in making chocolate. They contain caffeine. And manufacturer Legal Lean Company doesn't detail the ingredients online. But it also has a lot of energy drink ingredients from what we're getting from media reports. And I guess it promises feelings of well-being, mental focus, ecstasy like euphoria, rush. If I see my kid buying this product, I'm smacking him upside the head. There's no way. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you can't do that with your kids. All right, fine. He's not going to get Coco Loco. That's ridiculous. So they sell it online for $19.99 for a 1.25-ounce tin. And I had no idea that there was a snorting product. Putting anything, any sort of powder into your nose is a bad idea. I agree with Schumer on this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.